This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you, Sabrina, for the news. My name is Rich Bradbury, and this is Enterprise Biz Bytes, just after noon here on BFM. I'm in the studio with...
Audrey Raj.
Jeff Sundu.
As usual, with you all the way through until 1 o'clock this afternoon. It's Tech Thursday-ish. We've got a few techie stories we'd like to discuss. Of course, that's why we've got our tech maestro, Jeff Sundu, in the studio with us. So he's going to talk to us about things that we don't understand and try and make them simpler. Right, Jeff?
Or more like the other way around.
Right. So, but we do have some interesting stories lined up for you today. The first one, of course, if you are a Unify subscriber or a StreamX subscriber, you may have noticed, you may have got an email saying that you are entitled to a free upgrade. We're going to be talking about that first, but we're actually going to take that a little bit further and discuss the idea, get this, of free internet, and whether it's a possibility and whether it's something we should all have. Then we're going to move on to a story about how Google have received a $5 billion fine. We'll be more details about that, what you need to know about it and why they received that fine. Story number three will be about designer babies and how they could be approved in the future. This is one of those stories that's kind of been knocked around for years and years and years. Mm-hmm. But over in the UK, they have tentatively added some approvals to this. Story number four, we'll be wrapping up to, this is an interesting one, how to tell if you're talking to a bot.
Yeah, because Twitter has just shut down 2 million bots or something.
Something like that, right? Yeah. Okay, so I'll quickly go through this Unify and StreamX story. So Unify and StreamX customers can now check if you're eligible for the free turbo upgrade as part of TM's latest effort to increase speed. Not before time. Here's a quote from August the 15th, 2018. You can enjoy a free speed boost on your existing subscription. Get ultra blazing speeds and be among the first in Malaysia to experience this upgrade of a lifetime. This is on Unify's page. Just to check, all you need to do is go onto their online form with your account data, fill in your name and all the usual stuff. You click a capture and everything to prove that you're not a bot, and then they'll tell you, you know, what speed you can get. Some of the rollouts are happening. They're basically saying that it could happen anytime between now and June of next year because there's 800,000 subscribers to upgrade. So they're also introducing a whole bunch of new plans for people who haven't yet signed up for TM, Unify, and StreamX. I'm wondering if any of the other internet providers are listening to this conversation, you know, thinking when they might get involved in the conversation.
Well, we know that Time did get in on this.
You did. They had a bit of fun, didn't they?
Yes, they released that PR, we won't call it a gimmick, but like a PR response to Telekom Malaysia. Time said, you know, first of all, congratulations. We're proud of you for taking that leap of faith. It's great now that we have a frenemy on the same wavelength as us on our journey to bring accessible high-speed broadband to Malaysians. And basically, the rest of the message just says, as what rivalry does, it leaves us both with no choice but to continuously improve or be dumped by our customers. So Time says, you know what, game on and get ready for one heck of a ride, TM, because we're going to up our game too.
And what was Max's response to that?
I don't know, Rich, don't you?
I subscribe. Jeff, have you heard anything?
No, haven't yet.
Yeah. No, me?
Have not heard from anyone else but Time to respond to this. But interestingly, just digging into what Time's response is, it may seem like, it's a frenemy kind of very nice message that they sent on, game on kind of thing. Mm. Competition is now, you know, it's on, right? But actually, if you look at the speeds that Time has been offering and the price that they've set, it's still actually cheaper than Unify, even after this upgrade that you're getting, right?
Yeah.
Unify
okay.
Pro, right?
Yeah.
It's still cheaper. And Time has been doing this for a number of years now.
They have.
So it's only a matter of time before they actually then up their game. And if they up their game, means they're going to now go beyond what Unify is doing. And as you mentioned, Rich, like, not all users are going to get it immediately come August or so, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's going to be in stages. So by July next year is only when they're hoping that all of their customers will be able to enjoy this new speeds that we're getting.
Ultra blazing speed. TM is called.
That's their tagline, is it?
I don't... Yeah, well, ultra blazing is it makes sense if it's ultra blazing for YouTube streaming and all the video streaming and stuff, but you know, if you're future-proofing yourself, this is just the norm. This is, in fact, this is actually 2016, 2017 speeds that we're talking about.
The Koreans are laughing at us by saying ultra-blazing.
Don't have to go so far, just down south, Singapore, you know, with the 1 gigabit per second connection. And, you know, we're kind of hoping that at least we get to that kind of level. Yes, it may be really expensive to do a 1 gigabit. There may not be everyone using that connection, but having the option could have been sort of like a hint or a sign that, yes, TM is also future-proofing themselves.
So here's the thing. I was reading another article about how 5G is going to be the norm after 2020. So, you know, if all these TM subscribers are getting an upgrade, some of them will only get that upgrade June of 2019, when in 2020, 5G will be rolled out in most countries, you know, starting off with the US, South Korea, China, and the UK right after. And you say, and that at that time in 2020, in just 2 years' time, 1.5 years' time, actually, 1 gigabyte per second is going to be the norm. That's going to be the average download speed.
Right.
And this is when most of our Unify and streaming subscribers will be at 800 Mbps.
This is the interesting thing. I remember when I was a Unify subscriber in my old apartment, and I was living fairly close by here, and my Unify subscription was 500 megabytes per second at the time. And I remember sitting by my window with my phone, using my 4G on my phone, and it was almost double the speed on the internet on my phone. You know, and I'm thinking to myself, it shouldn't be like that, really, should it? You know, but that was just the case, right?
Yeah, but I think TM also is trying to look into areas of how to get the entire Malaysia connected to the internet as well.
Lower the price.
Lower the price could be one. So like Streamix, Unify is, Streamix is one of the things where they now have the basic plan where they're hoping that there more people now will jump on board. At 11 o'clock earlier today, I had a chat with IDC, and, you know, they were talking about, you know, how, you know, there only 1/3 of Malaysian actually is not connected to the internet. And 1/3 of Malaysians not connected to the internet, that's a lot.
That's still a lot.
Huge amount of people.
Yeah, so if we push forward and do, you know, go out crazy in the urban areas and try to get everyone, you know, faster internet speeds, I think where TM is also looking is like we're trying to not have much of a digital gap.
Disparity.
Yeah, so when you have that digital gap, that could be an issue where when you come to urban areas, it's, you know, full on connected. You can only use the internet for certain things. And then when you get out of the city, then you're disconnected. And then what happens then, right? And we know a lot of people actually live in, you know, outside of urban areas, and then they work in urban areas. So over the weekends, they travel back to their hometown. So that is also probably a worry, I guess, why TM is also trying to not go all guns blazing with, you know, the full, you know, 1 gigabit per second connection. I think they do have the capacity to do it, but maybe they're playing safe. Maybe they're just trying to, they have a national agenda anyways. That is their role, right?
If they're trying to level the playing field all over Malaysia, you know, even in Sabah, Sarawak, then, you know, yeah, good on them then.
But like you said, Rich, you know, it the one way that could get everyone on board to, you know, to get on the internet is making it free.
Right.
So if the internet was free, then you would see everyone just using it, right?
Correct.
Because it's free.
Right. And this was kind of a discussion that started yesterday, and we've been having this discussion on and off in the studio about the idea of the internet being free, right? And you could kind of tailor this in many ways. We were thinking about, first and foremost, educational institutions, schools, universities, colleges.
Hospitals.
Hospitals, in my mind, should have entirely free internet for anybody that's in there, you know, because it's a necessity. And I think that is something that we should really push for. The idea of everybody in Malaysia having free internet might just be a bit of a pipe dream. But like you say, Jeff, getting everybody on board, and the way that the internet changes people and gives them access to education, to language, to learning things that they wouldn't normally have access to, will really help push this country up.
Gobind Singh Dio, the communications minister, he came out and said that he will one day push to the rights for the internet access to be a federal constitution. That is like one step forward as well to having this dream. And one way to actually implement this is then to actually make it free and accessible. And just think about the global news report if we were to do something like this. If Malaysia actually comes out and say, like, you know what, as of, you know, whenever date, internet access to all Malaysians will be free.
To all
Malaysians, right? And just imagine the global news that would, you know, cover and talk about, wow, Malaysia is like taken a big step forward into this digital dream.
It would make huge changes.
But the thing is that people have been believing that internet is a human right for quite some time now, just because of how internet has become a basic need. It's embedded in people's lives. It's basically how we consume information today. And that right should cover all over the country, not just the city or the urban areas, right?
Okay, so what we're going to do then, we'll start off the question, fairly basic, with the question of, should the internet be free? You know, if you agree with that, say yes and tell us why you think so. If you don't agree with that, also tell us, you know, why it shouldn't be free. You can get us on WhatsApp, 018-789-8899, on Twitter and on Instagram, at BFM Radio. We've already had some responses to our Instagram story. I'll get to them in a few minutes. We've got some stuff already on WhatsApp, and we've got a couple on Twitter. We'll get to these stories in a few minutes. We're going to take a short break whilst you send in your messages and have a bit of music from Bill Withers with a track called Use Me. Get it? When we get back, the story of how Google's about Google's $5 billion fine. We'll still continue with the Should the Internet Be Free here on Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.